Hey everyone, this is Big L, Rock Lines Magazine, and today we're talking with Ryan English, who was with a band called Key Flight Captains. And how are you doing today, Ryan?
Great. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. As we've talked, though, I'm about tired of this weather that I've got going on here. It's living in Ohio is like winter. No, it's fall. No, it's summer. No, it's spring. You know, so.
It's some full seasons, man.
Oh, definitely. So why don't you give us a little history about the band and how you got started and how you came up with the name?
Sure. All right. Well, you know, it started back in about almost 10 years ago, 2014, me and my drummer, Corey Trump. He actually, we knew each other in high school. And I knew he was in bands, and he knew I was in other bands, and, you know, we didn't link up for a while, and we just linked up, started jamming, and we're like, okay, you know, how about you leave your other band and come join, you know, my band? You know, I basically put a demo tape together where I played all the instruments, and I was like, yo, could you see yourself playing drums on this? And he's like, oh, yeah. So we started jamming, you know, putting something together around 2014 and stuck together for a while. We had a few bass players come in and out of the band and kind of a revolving door of bass players, but each one of them brought something special to the lineup and each one of them were great dudes and, you know, life pulls you in different directions and sometimes, you know, things just don't work out, but we found the right guy. His name's Travis. And Travis has been with us since August of last year, just, you know, and he's brought the flames with him. He's slapping the bass, he's killing it, and we're a three-piece, so we do everything, you know, it's just us three, it's a tight little unit. And after that, you know, we just kind of, okay, well, let me circle back to how we came up with the name. So the name, we, me and an old bass player of mine, buddy that helped me start the band, Daniel Gilbert, we were sitting here looking at a bucket of KFC, and we were scratching our heads. We looked about, you know, we probably had 100 different band names, and we looked them all up on Facebook and Instagram, and they were all taken. You know, every time we think of a name, we check, and it was taken. We're like, ugh, you know, what can we do? Saw this bucket of chicken and said, you know, it'd be kind of funny to, you know, get the initials KFC and just throw some different words underneath them, you know. So we just started throwing little fucking, we just started throwing a little name, you know, here and there, and we came up with Key Flight Captains after, I think Kings for Congress was the first thing, and we're like, eh, that sounds kind of weird. You know, why don't we go with Key Flight Captains? So we landed on that, essentially.
Well, that's pretty good. Pretty cool way to come up with the names.
I would say, yeah, it actually means nothing.
Yeah. Well,
just words, you know.
Well, it's pretty easy for people to remember. You just remember KFC, yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know, we have to ask that when you do come to our shows, please don't throw drumsticks at us.
yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
That has happened before.
I would imagine it probably has.
Doesn't feel good.
No, it wouldn't. I just bring an empty bucket. That's what I'd bring.
Yeah, there you go.
You wear it as a helmet or something. I don't know. Well, can you describe too for our listeners what your sound's like? You know, how would you describe your sound personally?
Sure. I would describe the sound. I mean, it's as organic as we can get. I mean, we record with real drums, real amps. You know, mic to the speaker to the. You know, it's all real organic stuff. We don't really sample anything. We try to do everything. You know, create everything ourselves. But if we describe the sound overall as a whole, it is a rock unit. Like we're definitely putting out the rock tunes. So I would say, you know, if y'all like Incubus, Foo Fighters, a lot of top 40 mainstream rock and roll over the course of like the 90s and 2000s, that's kind of where we're in the vein of fun guitar type stuff. You know what I mean? If you're guitar driven, you know, it's drums, big drums, slap at the bass, all that stuff is in there. And yeah, honestly, some of our influences, you know, being that it's Incubus, Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know, all the stuff, you know, that circulated through Top 40 radio, you know, that was a lot of our inspiration, you know, and still is. You know, we love STP. If you can catch the you know, references in that, literally, like, we have a lot of similarities to them, and you know, really are heavily influenced by them, and lots of other bands, you know, from the 2000s as well. And you know, we just love rock and roll, man.
And I know when you first started or whatever back in May 2019, that's when you had your first radio or song on the radio. And
yep.
then I think it was the next month or after that, then he was on 94.5. Is that in Houston there?
Yeah, so we were on the radio first. I think that was 90.1. That was Woodlands Channel, which is that's a like a suburb kind of like city outside of Houston, just on the north side. So you know, that they would play out, but they couldn't even come to, like, the station would play out to Conroe and stuff of that nature, but they couldn't, like, the waves from Houston are too strong, so they couldn't even break through. You know, anybody in Houston really couldn't dial that station in. But they also offered it on the internet, you know, internet radio. But I think they did something through YouTube as well. But anyways, with the 94.5, the Buzz thing, that was more or less, we were trying a couple of their competitions for a while. They would throw, like, little competitions up and, like, you know, for local bands to do something and put a spotlight on them and stuff like that. Well, they had one called Hometown for Holidays, and it started around November, and right at December was whenever they found, you know, like, we're going to go with these songs and we're going to give them a full month spin on the radio. We're like, oh, cool. You know, 94.5 The Buzz here in Houston, Texas, that's probably the biggest rock station, you know. It's like K-Rock from Los Angeles, you know. That's where we're at here with 94.5 The Buzz. And Rod Ryan, he's like a, you know, huge staple of a disc jockey from, you know, way back when, and you know, he's got a huge following. So to have that going on, and the Hometown for Holidays, we were one of 11 bands that got our song picked by a panel of judges, and I guess him and a few other people, and they picked our song Heartstrings, which is we're campaigning right now. They picked that song and gave us not just 1 month, but 2 months of rotation, you know, on the station, and it was a great experience, you know, nonetheless. Then they followed up with that and had us come play their St. Patrick's Day festival in the middle of downtown Houston. You know, we had, you know, a couple hundred, you know, definitely maybe even more than that people, you know, out, you know, in that area, and it was a really good day. We had a great time, and man, we're super thankful for that. And we're actually doing something. You know, we submitted a video to they're doing another contest for their annual yearly concert called BuzzFest, and they would have it at a big pavilion called Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, which is actually located in the Woodlands. They have all their concerts go there, and they're looking for an opener, and they usually get a local band to open the show, you know. And so, but they have us send in our videos, you know, send in a video of a song, you know, done up live, and, you know, we get to have our fan base and whoever else vote on the video, and basically that, you know, if we get enough votes, they'll choose us to play BuzzFest. And BuzzFest is a great opportunity. Hundreds of people, you know, and it's just a cool thing. So that's the skinny with that.
Now, the BuzzFest, is that, do they bring in national acts with that?
Yes, they bring in national acts. I think I Prevail. I'm trying to remember. Disturbed, I think, is going to be there. I think there's a list of them, and I can't remember.
They've already announced who the bands are going to be.
And
when is that?
That is in, I believe, early May. So literally a couple weeks away.
Oh, well, good luck with that. I hope things go good.
Hey, you never know, but
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, speaking of music, Heartstrings, what was the... you got a new single, new video out with that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what was the inspiration behind that tune?
So the inspiration by that tune, it kind of came from a broken relationship, you know. But it was more or less, it was something that started with a riff, and the riff came out, you know, I liked the riff, and then I had this little saying, you know, I had the chorus, you know, how did I know this wouldn't last? I had that going in my head, and I was like, I don't even know where those words kind of came out or whatever. It just kind of fell out of the sky, and I just was like, okay, you know, so I started basing something around that, and I kind of put a plot together, and, you know, it actually described, you know, very well of the relationship, you know, that I went through and stuff, and it was a good thing, but it kind of came organically, and it wasn't like we were like, all right, I'm gonna write a song about heartbreak, or I'm gonna write a song about this and that. It just kind of came out of the sky, really.
Yeah, unfortunately, breakups make a good building ground for your songs. Unfortunately.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right, man. And, I haven't going through one right now, you know, so, you know, like I'm a month fresh into that, and, Heartstrings is still relevant. You know, it's, you know, to us, even though we've had the song circulating for a year and a half, but, you know, to you guys, it's coming out new, it's fresh. And, we'll keep it that way. You know, we keep the relevance with that song, and it comes back to haunt us sometimes. But other than that, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Now the Heartstrings, that's is that off an EP or anything, or is that just anything further coming along with that? Or
yes, sir. That's the first single from the new start of Key Flight Captains. Like we all the older stuff that we had previous to that song was mixed on and recorded on some really cheap gear, really demo quality stuff. And we just put those songs out because we have had them and we play them live, so we just want those on there. But Heartstrings is the start of a new EP, and the new EP is coming. It'll be here in fall. We'll have a new single out in about a month and a half after this campaign for Heartstrings kind of runs the course. Once that's over, we'll have another song, and it's called Year Down.
Year Down. Okay.
Yeah, Year Down. That's the next one. So we got that one, and then we got one to follow, and that one's called What Am I? That one will drop, and then we'll just drop the whole EP.
Okay. The CP, are you doing this independently, or are you working with the...
We're gonna try to not do it independently, but if all else fails, yeah.
And so that obviously, I say obviously, but I would imagine that most of the work that you did, early stuff that you did that independently?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how would people, I suppose you're on all the social media and all that, platforms?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so is there any keywords to folks finding you on those?
Oh yeah, we got links. So you know, you can the hub is keyflightcaptains.com. You can go to our website and link everything from there, or you can go to Linktree Keyflight Captains, and all our links are right there. Search us on Facebook, Keyflight Captains, or Instagram as well, Keyflight Captains, and you know, Snapchat, Keyflight Homies. you know, we got them all. They're all on there.
Okay. And have you been out on any tours or anything like that?
No. So we are that's what we're striving for this year. That's our goal, is to get out on the road and just get out on the road, essentially, because we've been here local doing this for a while. And when COVID hit, you know, it kind of knocked all our shows out, and we're like, okay, well, you know, we'll just take this time to prep and get some recordings done and all this stuff. And we did, but now we're starting to wake back up. It's like, all right, we're going to do probably a local show here, and then we're going to do a small Texas tour to follow, and then work our way up to a little bit bigger one and go from there. If there's any buy-ons, meaning, you know, if any big bands need an opener that we know about and can afford or cost to do so, we'll budget that out and do that as well. But you never know.
Yeah,
we're flying at the seat of our pants.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's you made it through this pandemic. You worked hard to write songs, and that's beating the battle right there, because there's a lot of bands that just up and stopped doing anything. And then you had a lot of venues that just stopped. You know, they had to close their doors, couldn't afford things like that. So that's a good thing if you're still out there, doing the work.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. What's crazy is we actually came up to Ohio during COVID. We had a stint. We went and recorded with Jim Wirt, which is in he's in Cleveland, Ohio. So we came up to Cleveland and cut an EP there in Cleveland. And Heartstrings was one of those songs, except, you know, when we got back home, we had to remix the thing, you know. But, you know, we went and we cut it over there, and you know, we cut a couple other songs and a whole EP, and it was a good experience. You know, we had a good experience in Ohio. But, man, we went up there, I think it was in November,
well,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's always fun time, anywhere from November to April.
Yeah, it was weird because we got there and, like, you know, everything's green and stuff. But then, right when we go to bed and wake up, it's snowing, you know, and it's like snow everywhere.
Well, Saturday, I'll give you an example. Saturday, we had 80-degree weather. My family went to the Ohio State spring game, and I had another obligation, but they walked to the, and it was 80 degrees and hot and everything. Then come around, turn around yesterday, Sunday, it's snowing. And it's like,
oh my gosh. That's no good.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. I've actually been in Houston. I've actually listened to 94.5. I enjoy that radio station. So,
heck yeah.
Yeah. It's and this is a question I ask everybody. It's off the fly, and there's a four band tour going out, and Keith White Captains is opening the show. Who's the other three bands and why? And they can be past or present.
Past or present, right? All right. Well, can the main band, you know, the main act be Foo Fighters? That'd be cool. And then, you know, throw in Incubus in there, and throw in Red Hot Chili Peppers in there, and then I think we're good with opening that show.
Yeah, I think I'd pay money to go see that. Yeah,
even though I don't think Foo Fighters would be over Red Hot or either vice versa, but you know, if we had that order, that'd be cool. You know.
Absolutely.
You know, and if we're talking local bands, you know, we got a different lineup.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of your influences as you were growing up?
Oh man, top off the top, vocally, Chris Cornell, number one. You know, Soundgarden, all that stuff, Audioslave, anything he touches. You know, obviously Brandon Boyd from Incubus. Guitar wise, I'm a huge Eddie Van Halen fan. You know, Van Halen was my number one band ever. And, you know, we actually love this band called King's X. Kings X is a, they're actually from Houston, but not really. Like, they moved here from, I think it was Indiana, and they moved here in the 80s and hit their career off and stuff like that. And man, yeah, that band is sick. That band, we love that band. And yeah, there's so many artists, man, I could name off the bat, you know, the rock music and stuff like that. Other artists that aren't even rock music and stuff like that we listen to and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool, you know, lots of diverse music besides rock music. You know, we don't just listen to rock music.
All right. Well, Ryan, before you leave here, can you tell folks, you know, how to get a hold of you, or do you have anything to say to them? And
sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, get a hold of us on our social medias. Get a hold of us if you need to send us an email for booking or anything like that. You know, you don't want us to come play your party, you want us to come play this and that, just send a message, you know, to keyflighttv@gmail.com, or go check it out on our website, keyflightcaptains.com. We actually have a link tree, so it's Linktree Keyflight Captains, and all of our social medias are all on there. You can search Keyflight Captains pretty much on Google, and it will pop up everywhere, you know, and you can get a hold of us any of those ways. So, yeah.
All right, Ryan. Well, I appreciate you giving me a call, and I wish you guys nothing but success, and hopefully you get that opening spot there for that BuzzFest concert. And
well, thank you, Larry.
And I wish you nothing but success in the future, and hopefully you get back up to Ohio and I get a chance to get out and see you.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I have your contact info, so I'll shoot you over something if we make it that way.
All right.
Which I know we will, so it's more of a win.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Larry. Thank you for having me.
All right, Ryan. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.